but especially the parchments.
Parchments are writing papers. Parchments are writing papers. So he would read the Old Testament books and base his epistles on those writings. Everybody understand that, right? So now, based on what we read in Hebrews, now let's go back to Jeremiah, because this is where Paul got it from.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31.
Come on!
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Because there was a split. That's why he separates us like that. Go ahead.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers and the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
Right. He gave us animal sacrifice. That was the old covenant. Go ahead.
Which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord.
Because the 12 tribes, we're the bride. God is the husband. Go ahead.
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God. And they shall be my people and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor.
Because this is the kingdom it's talking about. Go ahead.
And every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity. And I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night.
So this is the answer to replacement theology. This is the answer to supersessionism. Go ahead.
Which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name.
Here it comes.
If those ordinances depart
from... If the ordinance of the sun, the moon... And the stars, go ahead.
Depart from before me.
If you can destroy them,
saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever.
So what does that prove right there? That the 12 tribes of Israel are still here to this day. Even during the time of Paul, the 12 tribes of Israel were there. But Christians That's cannot right. point them out in the New Testament. They go, oh, no, nobody knows where they're at. They're lost. Why? Because of that replacement theology. Everything is, quote, unquote, the church. The church. All those promises is for everybody in the church. No, stop. It's a lie. It's all a lie. Go ahead.
Verse 37. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven can be measured and the foundations of...
You know how many galaxies are out there? No, nobody knows. If you can measure heaven, the Lord says, go ahead.
If heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath.
If you can search out all the foundations of the earth, which nobody can do yet, go ahead.
I will also
do what?
Cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord.
So nobody can search out, measure heaven. Or all the places of the earth. So that means the 12 tribes. So this is where Paul was getting it from. Give me Jeremiah 33, 24.
Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 24. Considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families.
The two families is Judah and Israel. Remember, there was a split in the 12 amongst the 12 tribes of Israel. The two families, go ahead.
Which the Lord hath chosen.
Which the Lord hath chosen. Go ahead.
He hath even cast them off.
That was the thought. That's what got a question mark there. He cast them off. Go ahead.
Thus they have despised my people.
Thus they have despised my people. Because the doctrine started to come up even back then. God has destroyed the two kingdoms. God has destroyed the 12 tribes of Israel. It says, thus they have despised my people. Go ahead.
That they should be no more a nation before them.
This is supersessionism. A replacement theology. Go ahead.
Thus saith the Lord, if my covenant be not with day and night.
If my covenant be not with day and night.
And if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth.
Because day and night is still here. The ordinance of heaven and earth is still here. Go ahead.
Then will I cast away the seed of Jacob.
God said, then and only then will I cast away the seed of Jacob. Go ahead.
And David, my servant.
And David, my servant. Go ahead.
So that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
You know who comes out of that seed? Christ. So it's, then there would be no need for Christ. But there was a need. Christ did come, which means what? The 12 tribes are still here today. Okay?
For I will cause their captivity to return.
Meaning he's going to bring us back to the land, out of this misery we're in. Go ahead.
And have mercy on them.
I wanted to stress that, and I will cause their captivity, and I will cause their captivity to return. The way it sounds like he's going to put us back in slavery, that's not what he's saying. He calls us to captivity many times in the Bible. So when it says cause the captivity to return and have mercy on them, return where? To our homeland and have mercy. So he's just calling us to captivity, not that he's going to put us back in the captivity. Everybody understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right, Romans 8:29. Now, Paul could have easily said Judah and Israel like he said in the book of Hebrews, like he said in Romans 9, but he didn't do that. In many of his epistles, he uses other words for the 12 tribes. Give me that, Romans 8:29.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. For whom he did foreknow.
See, you got to pause there. For whom he did foreknow. Foreknow means knew from the past. Who did he, give me, hold on, Amos 3 and 1. Who did God know from the past? Everybody.
The church.
Really, word? The church? Go ahead, read that.
Amos chapter 3 and verse 1.
Let's go.
Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying,
here come.
You only have I known.
You only have I known.
Of all the families of the earth.
Say, don't everybody. Ain't no church that he's talking about. No Presbyterian, no Catholic, all that garbage. Was that it?
Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
So we were punished. Come on back.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. For whom he did foreknow.
And you got to stress that, especially on the street. Stress that foreknow. And ask them, could people be dumb? They're so brainwashed with supersessionism, replacement theology. Foreknow means everybody in the church. No. Go ahead.
He also did predestinate.
And they love to say there's no such thing in the Bible as predestination. Yes, there is. For the 12 tribes of Israel, there is. We were his people in the past. We're going to be his people today and forevermore. Is this not joy to change? We are predestined to be his chosen forever.
Yeah.
Now, whether we as individuals make it or not, it's up to each individual in here. You might decide, hey, I want to be, what's the Tina Turner song? I want to be your private dancer, dancing from, however it go. That you might decide you want to be an escort. You might decide you want to be a homo.
Gay.
What's the daddy song? No. You are my dad. You might decide some weird stuff, and you will be gone. Nigga be gone. Read that again.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son.
He's going to conform us, transform us, the 12 tribes, into the image of his son Christ. Go ahead.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
That's right. Christ is the firstborn among many brethren. Go ahead.
Moreover, whom he did predestinate.
Whom he did predestinate. Meaning we was chosen from the beginning of time. This is my people forever. Go ahead.
Them he also called.
Them he also called. Go ahead.
And whom he called.
And whom he called.
Them he also justified.
Oh, everybody's justified. Give me that Isaiah 46, 25.
Isaiah chapter 46 and Isaiah chapter 45 and verse.
Oh, 45. Damn, my handwriting bad. Give me a pen. Look like a six. Go ahead.
Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 25.
Come on.
And the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified.
So the only ones being justified is all the seed of Israel. It's not talking about the Catholics, not the Jehovah's Witnesses, all those false religions. Go back.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified.
Now, wait. Now, I wrote in here Isaiah 48, 12. Is that right? Somebody find me that. What did I say about called? You know, when you're getting old, your handwriting ain't the same.
Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 12.
That's it right there.
Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my call.
So he's not calling all nations on the planet Earth. He's only calling Israel.
Yeah.
He's not calling Catholics. He's not calling Jehovah's Witnesses. He's not calling Baptists. All that goes back to replacement theology. Came about during the time of the Catholic Church. Through, what's the name of that next group? After the Catholic Church, you have the Protestant Church. And this is what many of us grew up in, the Protestant Church. They teach the same thing, supersessionism or replacement theology, where all the scriptures that you read is the church now. No. Ephesians 1:1. You know why I like Ephesians 1? When they try to hem you up with Ephesians 2, I love Ephesians 2, too. You ain't hemming me up. Be hemming brother. One brother here got hemmed up in Ephesians 2. Don't ever. Is that brother, is he here today? He better not ever let that happen again. The Chinese lady was dancing for joy in the name of white Jesus. Ephesians 1:1.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints.
We're going to pause right there. So before you get to Ephesians 2, we got to deal with Ephesians 1:1. Who are the saints that he's addressing? Give me that Psalms 148, please.
Yes, sir.
You in Ephesians 2. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. Just give me a second. I'm going to start with Ephesians 1:1 first.
Psalm chapter 148 and verse 14.
Let's go.
He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel. A people near unto him, praise ye the Lord.
The only saints are the children of Israel. There's no saints called Catholics. There's no cakes. There's no saints called Baptists. There's no saints called Methodists or Presbyterian. That's supersessionism, replacement theology. Go back. Ephesians 1:1 again.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, mm-hmm. and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father.
That's right.
And from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Ooh, now that's some heavy stuff. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, we could spend a whole class on that and give you a lot of precepts about power, what is going into power, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. But that's for another class. Read on.
According as he hath chosen us.
There he goes. According as he hath chosen us. Go ahead.
In him.
When?
Before the foundation of the world.
That's predestination. He chose us before the earth was made. Read it again. You got to test, because I know a Christian don't understand. What do you mean by that? Go ahead, read it again.
According as he hath chosen us.
Give me 1 Chronicles 16:13. You know, you can really mess a Christian's head up. Just stay right there. Pop his head like a grape. So you got to tell him you don't know the Bible. We know the Bible and you don't. Just sit there and listen. Shut up, listen, and learn.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 13. O ye seed of Israel, his servants, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones.
We are the chosen ones. So go back to Ephesians. Now there's many precepts on that. You got Isaiah 44:1. Y'all could use that. That's probably a quicker one. But back to Ephesians 1:4 again.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
That we should be holy. Give me that Romans 7. Is it 12? Give me that, please, that we should be holy. That's difficult for blacks and Latinos. Holy. We are the most raunchiest race. Is that a ratchet race on the planet, if you think about
damn.
It? I know that might hurt some of y'all feelings, but we are a ratchet race of people.
Yeah,
I said, when the white man be talking about us, I don't get mad. I sit back and I chuckle and I giggle. Because when they put the videos up of, what's the cruise line called?
Carnival. Carnival.
Carnival. Who's fighting on the boats? Who's doing all of that?
Nigga.
Who's on cop cars twerking? Yeah, black man open a restaurant. Here come the black woman. She got a twerk in the restaurant. And when a brother says, can you get off the furniture? I didn't open this. Me and my wife did not open this for y'all to do this. Just some four black people to come have a place to eat good food and relax. They had that brother shut down. You don't like our ratchetness? We go, God. I'll tell you. Yeah, see that? See that? Whole tendencies. We got whole tendencies. So when God says he wants us to be holy, come on.
Romans chapter 7 and verse 12. Mm-hmm. Wherefore the law is holy.
The law is holy. Good.
And the commandment holy. Mm-hmm. And just and good.
So in order for us to be a holy people like God destines us to be, we must study the law. We must apply the law. And no, we're not talking to the camera. We're not talking about animal sacrifice because Christians get stupid. You talking about animal sacrifice? No, we're not. We're talking about laws of morality, laws of civility, laws of ceremony, laws of diet. That's what we're talking about. That's holy. Go back to where you was at, Officer Nick.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Mm-hmm.
Having predestinated us.
Ooh, there you go again. Having predestinated us when? Before the foundation of the world. That's. Go ahead.
Unto the adoption of children.
Unto the adoption of children.
By Jesus Christ to himself.
That's right.
According to the good pleasure of his will.
Come on.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved.
In the beloved. Go ahead.
In whom we have redemption.
In whom we, the saints, have redemption.
Through his blood.
Through the blood of Christ. Go ahead.
The forgiveness of sins.
So through the blood of Christ, we have forgiveness of sins.
According to the riches of his grace.
Mm-hmm. That's all I want. Give me Romans 11 and 1. Supersessionism, replacement theology. The church has taken the 12 tribes of Israel out. You are no more. Paul had to address that same issue. Go ahead.
Romans chapter 11 and verse 1.
Let's go.
I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid.
The answer is no. God has not cast away the 12 tribes of Israel. Go ahead.
For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin.
Now, once you read that on the street, right? What is the subject? That first verse tells you what the subject is about to be about. So now they might try to argue with you. So jump down to verse 26.
Verse 26. And so all...
And so, meaning all that I talked about. And so as a result of all that I said, go ahead.
All Israel shall be saved.
All 12 tribes shall be saved. Go ahead.
As it is written, there shall come out of Sion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
For this is my covenant unto them.
Unto them who? The 12 tribes of Israel. Go ahead.
When I shall take away their sins.
Take away their sins. Back to Romans 11 and 1, please.
Romans, come on. Chapter 11 and verse 1. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid.
Mm-hmm.
For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew.
There's that word again, which he foreknew. So we didn't even have to go to Amos 3. I mean, it was a good precept anyway. But Paul deals with it here in Romans 11 and 2. Go ahead.
What the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone.
Elijah thought he was by himself. Go ahead.
And they seek my life.
Mm-hmm.
But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal.
That's right. Who have not worshipped idols. Go ahead.
Even so then at this present
time. So now Paul says, even so then at this present time.
Also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace.
So that remnant according to the election of grace. Give me that in Isaiah 45 and 4. Oh, is there a fan? It's getting hot.
Isaiah.
Maybe I'm just moving around too much. Find me a fan. It's starting to get hot. It's getting hot in here.
Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 4.
Let's go.
For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect.
We are the elect. Israel is the elect, not all nations. Go ahead.
I have even called thee by thy name. Mm-hmm. I have surnamed thee. Though thou hast not known me.
So this is where Paul's getting that from. So when we go back to Romans 11 and 5 again, please.
Romans chapter 11 and verse 5. Even so then at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace.
So the election of grace deals with the 12 tribes of Israel. Go ahead.
And if by grace, then is it no more of works.
Now a Christian will try to hem you up with that. See, it's not about works, my brother. Give me that in Nehemiah 10:33, what the works are. Read the whole, just give me that verse.
Yes, sir.
Because Christians assume when Paul uses the word works, Paul is talking about thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt, no, that's not what Paul's talking about at all. Read.
Nehemiah chapter 10 and verse 33. For the shewbread and for the continual meat offering and for the continual burnt offering. Of the Sabbaths, of the new moons, for the set feast, and for the holy things, and for the sin offerings to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work.
And the reader must stress that. And for all the what?
All the work.
All the work. Go ahead.
Of the house of our God.
Of the house of our God. That's the works it's talking about. So when we go back to Romans 11 and 6 again.
Romans chapter 11 and verse 6. And if by grace.
And if by Christ.
Then is it no more of works.
Then is no more of works. What are those works? The works of the temple, the works of animal sacrifice, the offerings and things of that nature. Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Otherwise, grace is no more grace.
Otherwise, grace is no more grace. Go ahead.
But if it be of works, then is it no more grace.
Right.
Otherwise, work is no more work.
So, Nehemiah 10:33 explains the work and what it's talking about. From there, give me Amos 6 and 1. Amos. Wait. Let me get it. Okay, go ahead.
Amos chapter 6 and verse 1.
Come on!
Woe to them that are at ease in Zion.
So woe to our people that are at ease in Jerusalem. Go ahead, that's Zion. Go ahead.
And trust in the mountain of Samaria.
So notice it says ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria. Remember, get 1 Kings, I believe it's 8 and 1, explaining Zion.
1 Kings chapter 8. And verse 1.
Is that it? Because I'm not looking at it. Talks about Jerusalem and Zion?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 1. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion.
Y'all see that? So Jerusalem was also called Zion. So when we go back to Amos 6 and 1, I want to show y'all this.
Amos chapter 6 and verse 1. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion.
So that's southern kingdom. Go ahead.
And trust in the mountain of Samaria.
That's northern kingdom. Go ahead.
Which are named chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came.
Now watch this. Get John 4:20. John 4:20.
John.
This is Christ speaking to the Samaritan woman. And watch what she says to him.
John chapter 4 and verse 20.
Let's go.
Our fathers worship in this mountain,
which was Mount Gerizim. Go ahead.
And ye say that in Jerusalem.
And y'all say that in Jerusalem. Remember, he's in Samaria now. And she's saying to him, y'all Jews say that in Jerusalem. Go ahead.
Is the place where men ought to worship.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain.
This mountain here in Samaria. Go ahead.
Nor yet at Jerusalem.
Zion.
Worship the Father.
Worship. Why? Because 70 AD was coming. Rome was going to destroy all the remaining Israelites. Go ahead.
Ye worship, ye know not what.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we worship.
Why?
For salvation is of the Jews.
Salvation comes from Judah. Get that? Psalm 76 and 1. And we're coming right back here. I ain't done with this.
Psalms chapter 76 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
In Judah is God known.
In Judah is God known. That's why Christ came out of Judah. Salvation comes from Judah. He ain't hot tribe hopping. Go back.
To John?
Yep. Back to 21.
Yes, sir. John chapter 4 and verse 21.
Let's go.
Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what.
You northern kingdom, y'all don't understand what you're worshiping. Why is he saying it? Because northern kingdom went into idolatry. Go ahead.
We know what we worship.
We Jews, we know what we worship.
For salvation is of the Jews.
Salvation comes from Judah. Go ahead.
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Go ahead.
God is a spirit, mm-hmm. and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Now, what was he letting her know? The temple was going to be destroyed. Israelites were going to captivity. Y'all going to have to run for your lives. And you're going to have to deal with the Lord one-on-one with the Lord. No more priests intervening for you. No, that's over with. All right, go from there. Back to Amos 6. That's where we're at.
Amos chapter 6 and verse 2.
Come on.
Pass ye unto Calneh and see. And from thence go ye to Hamath the great.
Mm-hmm.
Then go down to Gath of the Philistines.
These are lands. Verse 2 talks about the lands that's over there. Go ahead.
Be they better than these kingdoms? Or their border greater than your border?
So he's comparing Zion and Samaria to these other nations' borders. Go ahead.
Ye that put far away the evil day and cause the seat of violence to come near.
Mm.
That lie upon beds of ivory.
You rich? Mm-hmm.
And stretch themselves upon their couches, and eat the lambs out of the flock, and the calves out of the midst of the stall,
mm-hmm.
that chant to the sound of the viol, and invent to themselves instruments of music, like David.
Meaning they were making up their own, creating their own instruments of music. Go ahead.
That drink wine in bowls, and anoint themselves with the chief ointments. But they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
So the affliction of Joseph was the destruction of northern kingdom. Go ahead.
Therefore now shall they go captive with the first that go captive.
Mm-hmm.
And the banquet of them.
So the first were their kings. Go ahead.
And the banquet of them that stretch themselves.
Because remember, Syria was going to come take northern kingdom. That's the affliction of Joseph. Go ahead.
Shall be removed.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord God hath sworn by himself, saith the Lord, the God of hosts. I abhor the excellency of Jacob.
Because all 12 tribes was going off. Go ahead.
And hate his palaces.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore will I deliver up the city with all that is therein.
So Judah was going to get it, and the southern kingdom was going to get it, and northern kingdom. Give me the next chapter, Amos 7 and 7.
Amos chapter 7 and verse 7. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumbine, with a plumbine in his hand.
He's going to do some measuring. A plumbine is used for measuring. Go ahead.
And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumbine. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not again pass by them anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to cut them off. Go ahead.
And the high places of Isaac shall be desolate.
That's southern kingdom. Go ahead.
And the sanctuaries of Israel.
Northern kingdom.
Shall be laid waste. Mm-hmm. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword.
That is northern kingdom. Go ahead.
Then Amaziah the